Living in the present isn't always so easy, but Frank Sauber's martial arts background encouraged this ability, helping him in the tough times and the good. This latest Edgar podcast features a golfer who relishes a challenge, but does so always with a smile. So let's meet Frank Sauber. In 1999, Frank Sauber lost his left leg after a motor accident. 4 months later, he drove a car 1,200 kilometres around Ireland. The 62-year-old longtime student of the Japanese martial art of Aikido has a mindset of living in the present, enjoying seeking what is here now. He seems to like what he finds, and today much of this happens to be on the golf course. A new home discovered when searching for his next sport after the accident. Then he realised that his favoured sport of Aikido, an exercise in speed and strength using long wooden swords and sticks to fight, would no longer be a realistic option with a missing leg, so he was eager to find a new sport in order to improve his strength and mobility. Swimming and nine-pin bowling were tried, and he gradually improved his walking distances. But 8 years after the accident, Frank went to lunch one day to a restaurant on a golf course. There, he saw on the wall in front of him a large A2 size colour photograph of an older man, a golfer, playing what looked like a great shot out of a bunker. This man had the one leg, like Frank had one leg. His mind started working. So Frank's personality, his behaviour and what he says both exhibit a calm positivity to concentrate on what is ahead, not what's been before. He is not sure exactly how much Aikido helped him here, but he is convinced that it did, perhaps significantly. The name Aikido can be translated as the way of harmonious spirit, and its founder, Morihei Ueshiba, talks of it as a victory over oneself. The art is more about defending yourself rather than attacking, but advancing with positives. The past seems to be irrelevant.
For 10 years before the accident, I was beginning to learn Aikido. It's only defense, you know. You have a good feeling for your body and learn to have a good feeling in your head. Okay, what's over, it's over. I cannot change it. And I don't know what brings the future, but I can live in the moment to make a good future, but this is only the thing what I can do. If you remember them, so you can look forward.
Frank was born in Erfurt in the former German Democratic Republic, the GDR. In 1989, before the fall of the Berlin Wall in Hungary, he left the GDR with his wife Elizabeth and their two children, and since then has lived in Bad Neustadt, a small town in northern Bavaria. A decade later, in January 1999, Frank was driving his car when he skidded on a patch of ice into a field. Unhurt, he called a friend who said he would come along and help with a damaged car. So naturally, Frank stood and waited in the fresh air. A little later, another car happened to skid on the same ice surface and also crashed into the field, exactly where Frank was standing. His left leg was caught between the vehicles in the collision and was so badly injured that it had to be amputated above the knee. Frank also suffered fractures to a cervical vertebra and a lumbar vertebra. Amazingly, Frank would say this wasn't the worst time for him. He stayed positive.
I had not the worst time. So I had one worst day in the hospital after a week. So the doctor say, okay, if I want, I can stand up. And I try it, it doesn't work. So I had before an 8 hours operation for the back and amputation and 3 days in the coma. So it was not possible to stay up, but this moment, not in my mind. And that's what was my bad day. So from this point, I think forward, what can I do? I have to go, and I have learned to go, and I have to show for a prosthetic and all the things. What can I do for the next time? So that's really important to see what can I do that all the things will be better the next time.
That was all in the January. Frank agrees that his decision to drive around Ireland in May was a good way of getting back on the horse after a car accident, getting used to the road and traffic again, while enjoying the beauty of the countryside and the culture that Ireland offers the visitor. Frank refuses to say that the rehabilitation was difficult, but the reality is it is never easy and painless, physically or mentally. The Aikido calmness was surely in play, the martial art being one great joy he knew he would have to give up, though he prized its teaching. Frank told us, "I wasn't interested to be a master of Aikido, but I was absorbed in the process. I liked both the sporting and exercise part and the spiritual element," he explains. "I used to go 2 times a week for training, but it was never about searching for a perfect technique. That was not my point." The lessons of Aikido were absorbed. Frank would also choose to be stoical about giving up his job in a carrier company. However, he was looking for a new challenge, and it all happened one lunchtime. Some months after seeing the picture in the golf club of the man with the amputated leg, Frank would meet the vice president of the golf club in the restaurant of the Maria Bildhausen Monastery. He was thus invited to an introductory learning course at the golf club, which had been founded a few years earlier. The club, which was built on the monastery's no longer used agricultural land, was given an 18-hole course and a public 6-hole course. This shorter course, with a length of 2,000 metres, was particularly suitable for Frank. It helped him keep his body fit, especially strengthening his legs and back. The sport started to draw Frank in, and he learned the game well. He learned all the moves in the golf swing, and today is a competitive player off a handicap of 19.3. While golf club Maria Bildhausen has developed alongside Frank, today providing a full 18-hole championship course of which he is proud to be a member. Frank tells us that the club's owners, Rudy Weigand and his son Marco, are passionate about the club and have invested wisely, including in converting the site's buildings well to make them accessible for people with a disability, the latest achievement being an advanced indoor golf facility to learn and practice your golf. The whole atmosphere of the club is appreciated by Frank. He is very thankful to the club's coaches for helping him with his special style of golf swing, as he puts it. And he thanks his fellow members for welcoming him so well to the game. Meanwhile, he believes everything about the exercise of golf is ideal for him and remains incredibly philosophical about losing the leg, saying to us, "Is that so important?" and "It's okay, I lost it." He had to learn to walk well again, and golf was great for that too.
And you have to learn to walk with them, and so I can do the most things, you know. I can walk in the winter time if it's not too hot, so I can walk our full golf course, 10 kilometers. So it is okay. So I know much other people, they have 2 legs and they can go 10 kilometers, you know.
In the summer, it can be warmer, causing more discomfort, so Frank tends to play 9 holes walking and 9 in a buggy. Meanwhile, Frank was delighted to become the contact point for any person with a disability in the region to come along and try, have a lesson with the club pro, and play some holes with Frank. Frank also gives back to the club, which welcomed him, by working as a marshal in some of the club competitions.
Yeah, I think golf is normally one of the perfect sports for disabilities, you know. So what we can do, we play with everyone. Is it 8? Is it 80? Is it disabled with leg, with arm, wheelchair, blind, whatever. So, and we have the same level. If I have a handicap of 20 and the other one has a handicap of 20, so it's the same. And that's the great thing of golf, I think. So if there are any question for disabled, they can come to me and we find a way. Okay. What can we do? The big one is, if I don't have an accident, I believe I never play golf. I never met all these friends around Europe or the United States.
Around 5 years after Frank started, he was delighted that his wife Elizabeth also took some lessons and then joined him on the fairways. "Elizabeth is a very special and important person for me, of course," Frank said. "She helped me so much when I had the injury, and now it's wonderful that we are now enjoying golf together. Elizabeth travels with me to all the Edgar tournaments and is my greatest supporter." The couple love taking golf holidays together, and husband and wife are part of an informal social golf group at the club, playing together in good spirit and sharing a few actual spirits and Prosecco as refreshments halfway around. Frank also enjoys playing between 15 to 20 club tournaments each season to keep up his competitive focus. Clearly, golf is now a very important part of Frank's life, giving him the possibility to travel in Europe and further afield. And he's been playing in Edgar tournaments for 10 years, first playing in the Czech Republic, and he reckons he's played around 25 Edgar events in the Netherlands, France, Portugal, and of course Germany. He always enjoys playing G4D, which means Golf for the Disabled, tournaments, saying,
"Nobody says, oh my goodness, I lost my leg, or my goodness, I sit in a wheelchair. No, it's I sit in a wheelchair, yes, so let us play golf."
Playing golf with a prosthetic leg is a challenge. Frank accepts this, but he also embraces that challenge head on.
So for all things, there is a solution, you know, and you can do it in the nature, you can do it by sun, by wind, not by rains, but all other weather conditions, you can do it, and you can do it with friends. So with disabled friends or not disabled, it's not important.
Meanwhile, this positive energy is in the present, the next shot.
My motto is, the next shot will be the best one of the day. If I had a bad shot, okay, I had a bad shot. It's okay. Everybody has bad shots. So, and I think the next shot is the best of the day, and I'm the most time on the round positive, you know.
Frank is excited that he will be taking part in an independent team event called the Cairns Cup, starting in late July this year, near Detroit. Frank was selected to play for Europe against the USA as one of a range of golfers with a disability to take part in the event, which is held at Cherry Creek Golf Club, Michigan. Just one of the events he is looking forward to this summer. When Frank meets people with a disability at the nearby hospital, or they hear about opportunities to play at the club, he tries to ensure that he and fellow club members offer the same welcome and encouragement he received when he started. On these occasions, he will hit some shots wearing golf shorts rather than full-length trousers. As to why, this soon becomes apparent.
So we show them how they had to hit for longer distance for chips and for putting. So we show them our course, and so that they are should be interested to play golf. And I go with shorts, you know,
to show.
So you see the leg, and so the most thing, whoa. And so I think have in her brain, hey, with one leg, and he can do it, so I can do it too.
Through these trial sessions, Frank estimates he has been able to get around 10 people with disabilities to start playing golf at the club so far, some becoming members. Frank hopes to organise an Inclusions Cup in May 2024 at the club. The day before, there will be an afternoon specially for people with disabilities where they can try golf out for themselves. There is lots to put together to make this happen, but Frank is eager to see this progress. Frank is not the first golfer with a disability to want to put something back into the game. He knows the value of encouraging others, as he was also encouraged himself. He has substituted being attacked with sticks to handing a new player a golf stick and saying, "Give this a try, it can help more than you think." Aikido has taught Frank that there's no point in worrying about the past or fearing about the future. It's about living well in the present. Focusing on golf only reinforces that feeling. "It is all we can do," says Frank, "and by doing so, we are more likely to thrive and appreciate more in our challenging lives." This Edgar podcast was written and narrated by Ben Evans, and the sound production was by Martin Maynard of Sounds Good. You can find more stories of people with a disability thriving through golf in the profiles section of the Edgar website at edgargolf.com, and you can contact members of our team through the website.